Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And as you can imagine, lots of talk about tariffs and the US and Trump in the papers today. Interesting one on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. We've been hearing a lot about the Occupied Territories Bill. Well, it's going to be shelved to try and keep the US happy. The government believes, according to the Mail, that introducing the Occupied Territories Bill would be an act of economic terrorism in the midst of a trade war with the US, and we're going to shelve the plan in order to keep the US happy. Staying with tariffs, the Trump tariff D-Day is how the Irish Independent describes it. The country is bracing itself for an economic shock. Donald Trump will push ahead with his Liberation Day tariffs announcement today, tonight more like, despite a clear warning that Europe will retaliate, and the tariffs are expected to come in tomorrow. And Ireland will be one of the worst hit countries, is the lovely positive news on the front of the Irish Independent. Now, the Irish Sun, even more positive, prepare for Armageddon is the headline. Trump to slap us with 20% tariffs, thousands of jobs on the line, and it'll cost us 18 billion euro. The Irish Daily Mirror. So the Sun goes with Armageddon, the Irish Daily Mirror goes with World War Fee. There will be no cost of living package to mitigate against rising prices from Donald Trump's tariffs war, it was warned. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue has spelled out the risks to the Irish economy and says today's announcement of levies will be a significant day in the history of the world. The Irish Times on the front page has a cartoon of Donald Trump kicking the world, it looks like. It's a Today cartoon and a Tomorrow cartoon if you get a chance to look at the Irish Times. Government fears EU response to US tariffs could hit the tech sector. We'll have more on this with MEP Maria Walsh here shortly on Breakfast Briefing. The other big story in the front of the Irish Times is that only one religious order involved in the mother and baby homes has made a serious offer of cash to pay redress to survivors. We've had years of talks on this, and there's just one order that's offering money. Sheila Noonan is the government negotiator who has submitted a final report to Minister Norma Foley, setting out conclusions from talks with seven Catholic bodies and the Church of Ireland, and a previous offer of a financial contribution from the Sisters of Bon Secours still stands, it's understood. Read more about that in the Irish Times. Irish Daily Star, living in a downstairs paradise is the headline. Cab officers seizing a home from Hutch gang member James Mago Gately had to use a ladder because the criminal removed the stairs in the property. Elsewhere inside the papers, I hadn't heard of this story. Maybe you had, of what went on in Clare on Sunday, but it's covered in The Sun, which is that animal rescue charities have called for change after pictures showed a man drinking in a pub with a zebra, or zebra, whatever you want to say it, on Sunday in the pub in Ennistymon, or certainly after the Ennistymon Horse Fair, somewhere in Clare. The zebra was in the pub with a pony on Sunday. Now, they're wild animals, as we all know, but apparently there's no legislation to protect them, and you don't need a licence to have a zebra in Ireland. Some online said the images of the zebra in the pub was utterly disgusting, and My Lovely Horse Rescue says there's enough cruelty in this country without adding another poor animal to the mix. You need a licence for a dog, but you don't need a licence in Ireland, apparently, for a lion, a tiger, or a zebra. Surely that's something we can tighten up. I haven't seen the images. First I've heard of it, maybe you have, but certainly the first I had heard of what went on Sunday. You may have heard this story as well, and it's in the Telegraph today. Virginia Giuffre. Now, she is the woman who accused Prince Andrew of sexually assaulting her as a teenager. She's also one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. She says that she was in a car crash, an horrific car crash, and she's 4 days to live. And that she suffered horrific injuries and is dying from kidney failure after being hit by a school bus travelling at 70 miles per hour in Western Australia. However, the Telegraph tells us that police in Western Australia say that they were told that there are no injuries reported in the crash, and the police describe it as a minor crash. No one was injured, and the collision was reported by the bus driver the next day. So either she's dying, and right now she has 2 days to live, or else she's not injured at all. Make of that what you will. In the Telegraph, Alan Titchmarsh, is that how you say Titmarsh? Titchmarsh is becoming a social media star. The Mail tells us that for decades on TV, he's been known for teaching the best tips and tricks for our gardens. And now Alan Titchmarsh is swapping the small screen for phone screens because he's become a star on TikTok. He's releasing videos on YouTube weekly, and then he's putting shorter clips on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok because there's a big interest among young people in gardening. So he's going to be giving you how-to videos, specific masterclasses and hand-picked advice. He says, I never thought that I would become an influencer at 75 years of age on one of the world's biggest streaming platforms. David Beckham is 50. Well, actually, he's not 50. Sorry. David Beckham turns 50 on May 2nd. Today's April 2nd, but the Sun tells us that David Beckham has begun a month-long celebration of his birthday. So he's already started it last night in Miami, where he started his birthday celebrations, but it continues right up until May 2nd. We're told that David's planning other events and will be turning 50 in style. He's going to do another big dinner for his family and friends closer to his birthday. And then Victoria has other tricks up her sleeve. Apparently they like to keep their actual birthday days more private, so Victoria will be planning something special. But the idea now of celebrating your birthday for a month is a bit narcissistic, I would say, but that's what you do when you have money. One final story for you, which comes from The Star, and I know a lot of the paper is very worried about the Trump tariffs. All the news does seem a wee bit negative at the moment. The good news is that the massive asteroid that it was feared would hit Earth is now going to crash into the moon instead. So this is Space Rock 2024 YR4, was originally calculated to have a 3% probability of hitting us on December 22nd, 2032. However, NASA now says that there is a chance instead that it'll hit the moon. So that's something to get up out of bed for this morning. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.